outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day.
Peanuts! Get your nice hat peanuts ready!
Peanuts!
That'll be 10 cents.
The score stood 4-2, with but one inning more to play.
Now then, in Joe Cody.
Come on, Cody!
And then when Cody died at first...
Yarrick! Oh.
And Barrows did the same.
Oh. He's out of here!
A sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game.
A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. We thought, if only Casey could get but a whack at that, we put up even money now with Casey at the bat.
But Flynn preceded Casey.
Oh, okay.
As did also Jimmy Blake.
No.
And the former was a hoodoo.
Hoodoo.
And the latter was a fake.
He's a phony.
Hot dogs, red hot, ice cold beer.
Beer here.
Here's beer.
So upon that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat.
But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all.
And Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball.
And when the dust had lifted, and they saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second. And Flynn a hugging third. Then, from 5,000 throats and more, there rose a lusty yell.
It rumbled through the valley. It rattled in the dell.
It knocked upon the mountain and recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat.
Casey, 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 Casey.
In Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face, and when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. Oh, no stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat.
We love you, Casey!
Come on, baby!
10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt.
5,000 tongues applauded when he wiped them on his shirt.
Then while the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled Casey's lip.
And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air. And Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Strike one,
the umpire said.
From the benches, black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore.
Kill him! Kill the umpire!
Shouted someone on the stand.
Kill him.
And it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand.
With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on.
Play ball!
He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew.
But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said,
"Strike two!"
Cried the maddened thousands, and Echo answered,
"Fraud!"
But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed.
They saw his face grow stern and cold, they saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again.
The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball. And now he lets it go! And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow!
Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville.
Strike three!
Mighty Casey has struck out.
He's out of there!
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Eric Ray Anderson and Sean John Walsh on sound effects. That was pretty fantastic, guys.
Sandbox Radio, The Naked Truth, was written by Scott Augustson, Vincent Delaney, Paul Mullen, and Wayne Raleigh, with original music composed by Jose Juicy Gonzalez. Make Our Garden Grow from Leonard Bernstein's Candide featured soloists Heather Curtis Mullen and Aaron Shanks, and was conducted by Bruce Monroe. Learn more about Willie Weir and his adventures in cycling 60,000 miles around the world at willieweir.com. Charles Leggett's poem, Invitation, appears in the journal Words and Images, University of Southern Maine in Portland, 2012. The Naked Truth was recorded by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our sound assistant was Jake Transu, and our stage manager was Teresa Micheletti. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial support of audience members like you. Help us create future episodes with a tax-deductible donation at sandboxradio.org. Hope to see you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.